This is Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy. The Chemist Warehouse half price sale. On now. Get big brand vitamins and cosmetics for half price. T's and C's apply. Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
I see assholes like you every day.
James Brayshaw.
Every day.
Billy Brownless.
Is this moron number one?
Why didn't you just give the 20 back? You earn enough money.
Put moron number two on the phone.
No, I don't.
Oh, no problem.
What the hell is wrong with you two?
Everybody's working overtime. Listen to the Rush Hour.
I feel good.
Oh, I got a feeling about this one.
What?
It might be a real stinker.
Ring-a-ding-a-ding.
I don't reckon.
I think so, Jim.
Alexander Volkanovsky.
Yeah.
The Volk. Alexander the Great.
A world champion.
Yes, we speak to him next.
MMA. Mm-hmm.
And then, again, I see topics, Brownless. Why does this keep happening?
Oh.
Underwhelming topics.
Yes, true.
And then Jack Crisp. Second half crisper.
Oh.
In here he comes.
Yep.
We get some feedback from Hose Mary. Oh, it's just got, it's, as I said, don't go anywhere. 2 hours.
Yes.
I think this one could go real pear-shaped on the back of you, September Brownless.
Hello, James. And I've got a very serious question to ask you.
Oh, no.
Are you okay? It's Are You Okay Day.
Yes, it is.
It is today. So.
And what a coincidence that is,
right.
Because today, of course, is the anniversary of the very sad passing of the great Danny Frawley.
Mm-hmm.
So isn't that amazing?
It is.
Are You Okay is the question that he was passionate about people asking their mates back in the day.
And a lot of us blokes especially don't open up, do we?
No.
Or we hide it or whatever. So it wouldn't hurt to just grab your mate and say, are you okay? But then ask another question. It's got to be a follow-up question, I think, James, doesn't it?
Well, my, William.
Yeah, sorry, Jim.
My grandfather. He always used to say when people asked, he goes, well, no point complaining because no one gives a shit.
No one listens.
But that's how it was back in the day. The old boys, they used to say, well, what's the point of complaining anyway? No one cares. Just get on with it.
Well,
we've come a long way.
We have.
And now there are conversations had that should be had. So I agree with
Thanks
you.
To
are you
the...
okay is a good thing.
Exactly right. Hello, Rabs.
Come on, fam.
What's wrong with you,
well,
Jim?
Well, September Brownless.
And he's at his best. That's when I came good, Jim. That's when I was kicking goals. I could smell the lawn had just been cut. The rubbish bins were out a bit later. And the sun, it was a longer day, and this is when I'm at my best.
Was it?
Mm. Tell me when we're back on here.
That's what.
Oh, how good's that?
The bins were out longer.
I had to do something today.
For Did you?
Good friends at the Stubby Club.
Stubby Club.
Well, you'll hear more about it down the track, Jim. But they put on a highlight tape when I kicked 9 in 1992 against the Dog.
Would have.
Wow, wee old fat. Was he up and about?
was that over the course of 10 weeks?
In a final.
Oh, the one single game?
In a final.
I don't think that ever happened.
That's it. I'm going to pull that out and show you.
Bill, we've had
even the 9 goals.
Now on Triple M's Rush Hour. Jim, our listeners do like hearing about other sports other than golf, football and cricket, you flog. It's Billy's All Sports Report.
Big news at the Demons, Jimmy boy.
Yes, please.
Simon Goodwin has declared Norm Smith medalist Christian Petrarca a certain starter.
How do you know?
Well, I caught up with Goody out at Casey Fields.
Right.
I caught up with him and I said, Goody, what is... say a percentage for Petrarca to play. Well, Bill.
Oh, he's 100% playing. He trained really well the other day in our main training session. He'll train again today, but we're really confident in terms of how he is. He's moving incredibly well, and we've been really surprised with his progression throughout the week. And he's the type of competitor that you want.
Thanks, Goody. See that, Jim?
You put your own voice in the Well Bill.
Wasn't that all smooth, what how it all come
you
together?
You get someone who sounds like Goody to do a Well Bill.
What are you talking about? Jim, don't throw that up.
What
that
is a percentage?
Your question was dog's breakfast anyway.
Yeah, that's right.
And then the Well Bill was your own voice.
Just made it worse.
Yeah, it did.
Anyway, what did he say? I think he said he's 100%. Oh. So that's good. Petrarca plays. I'll tell you who else plays. Jordan DeGoey has been cleared. He's ready to go against Fremantle.
Good.
Beware of the Docker.
Ooh.
I'm going to say this to Crespi later
right.
because that's the biggest comeback ever in finals history last week by the Dockers. So I tell you what, there might be a little change in the ruck maybe at Collingwood, Jim, I'm hearing.
Oh, yeah.
Mm. So, Mason Cox didn't train with the main group today.
Right.
I went down there when I saw Goody. I dropped into...
So you went from Casey Fields to...
To Vizzy Park or wherever it is.
AIA Centre.
Yeah, that's it, yep. And
how many different names is that place?
Exactly.
Not Vizzy Park. Yeah.
And Mason Cox wasn't training with the main group. So maybe Kruger comes in.
Narra.
And then another runner, Bianco. Right. So stand by there. Right.
This is Bill's view of it.
Well, the next grand final.
What the hell is that?
The next grand final.
I told you I had a smell.
Temper Trap. Do you know Temper Trap? They're good. They're playing at halftime, Jim, with Bajira and Nari. They're also joining Temper Trap, so that'll be fantastic. That's Temper Trap.
That is.
We got Robbie Williams, of course. We got G Flip.
And
Mike Brady, Jim. So they're all coming together. It's all coming together
out
now.
There and Adam,
few original artists.
That's it.
You might. Up there.
I've had enough of teachers. Cricket, please. The second one day is on in Cairns.
Bill.
Now, in the first one day, I think we were collapsed. We were 5 for 44 at one stage before Carey and Green come along. 5 for 44. And today, I reckon we'll...
5 for 72, we are as we speak.
But I reckon we'll 5 for 40, Jim.
Well, Alex Carey just dismissed for 12. No. So Maxie's out there.
Yes.
On 7, and Steve Smith on 43. But Aaron Finch, second ball duck.
Yeah, won the great shot.
So his horror run continues.
What happens there with Finches? Who we love?
World Cup coming in, coming up. So, I can't see you going into a World Cup unless you can turn this around somehow.
Oh, mate.
What do they do? He's the captain.
Well, he's got to make a call, which takes the heat off the selectors.
Manus Labuschagne, by the way, just going
he's
as well.
Going, he's poo at the minute.
Yeah, no, it's been,
Stoinis got a duck.
Yep.
Finch got
Davey
5.
Warner, 5.
Yeah.
Mind you, they are a very good opening attack in New Zealand. Their opening bowlers are very good.
You hope you're more than 5 for 30 both innings, Jim.
Because
that's not a bad
Bolt,
batting
Henry,
attack.
Southey, they're very good bowlers.
I know, we know that, but you'd think maybe we could get a few more runs there, Jim. The US Open, Alcatraz, my man.
Yes.
It's into the fifth set. He leads 1-0 in
Alcaraz,
the fifth set.
Alcaraz, you're talking about? Yep.
Yeah, well, we like to say Alcatraz.
Against Sinner.
He's a star, Alcatraz. He's a Spaniard, and he's going to be a very good player for a long, long time. Keep your eye on him.
Okay, Bill, thank you.
The pole vault, Nina Kennedy. What a star she's been.
Well, how did we just get to the pole vault?
Well, we just jump around.
Do
it's
we?
The rappy.
The rappy.
Yes.
Right, yeah.
The Gil McLaughlin, the pole vault. That's what he was the other day with his broadcast rights, Jim.
Mm-hmm.
Nina Kennedy. What a last three events she had. She just won the Diamond League meeting in Zurich.
Mm-hmm.
So she won the Diamond League.
Zurich even, yep.
Zurich. Mm-hmm. And then won the bronze medal at the World Championships.
Bronze.
And won gold at the Commonwealth Games. So well done to her. Well done, Nina. She's Australian and she's a star.
What did she win, Rabs?
It's not on it. Well,
And NFL starts tomorrow, Jim. The NFL. You love the NFL.
I do. Although the Browns are without their starting quarterback for most of the season.
Mate,
what did she win, please?
Bronze.
That's Nina. And something going on with Tom Brady. Just keep an eye on this, Jim. There's a bit going on in the house.
Right.
Gazelle is out.
It's not Gazelle.
Giselle.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Giselle is, she just moved out for a while.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
He was about to walk out with his headphones on. No, and they were going to go twang.
JB and Bill, this is Triple M's Rush Hour, and we are privileged to be joined by the current UFC featherweight champion, Alexander Volkanovski.
This is the Rush Hour Sharpest for Maz Group, delivering quality, trust and innovation in construction and proudly trained by Trade Institute Victoria. TIV.vic.edu.au.
And still!
The great. He's a mate of mine. I call him the Volk. He's a mate of mine. We caught up last Sunday. I was up in Sydney and I met the Shaq. And guess who the Shaq liked? He liked the Volk. And Alexander, welcome to the program.
Oh, thanks for having me, mate. Oh, that intro got me pumped. I started shadow boxing here in the room while I was going.
How tall are you, Volky?
5'6" on a good day, I'd say. Like, if I'm, you know, if I'm not tight, if my back's not tight, I reckon 5'6", so I'm reaching.
Righto. And the Shaq, I reckon 7'2" or something. How did you go up against the Shaq?
Man, look, yeah, it's crazy how, like, you know, yeah, obviously I'm small. Everyone's big to me, but Shaq is just on a whole another level, man. It's incredible.
And he's into his UFC. You were saying just before we got you on that he was at your last fight.
Yeah, he was. Yeah, so he's you usually see him on the sidelines there watching a few of the events, and I was you know, lucky enough to have him watch my last one. So I end up shaking his big hand after the fight. So my broken hand too. So yeah.
How would he go, Volk? Is there a weight division big enough for Shaq if he got into the cage?
Oh, mate, look, you get some big heavyweights, but, you know, I don't know. I'm not sure, because I know I think they cap at 120 they need to weigh in at. I don't know. I'll let you be the judge of that. Does he make a 120 or?
No. He's about 150, I reckon, Volky. Hey, tell us about the UFC, mate. It's just gone berserk. It gets bigger and bigger every year. It must be great to be part of.
Yeah, it is, mate. I've been a fan of the sport for a very long time. Just to see it grow in Australia, it's incredible. It really is. And I've been lucky enough to, especially, seen it rise so much in the last couple of years. I've been champion while that's happened, so it's been pretty incredible to really see that. But it's definitely growing around the world and definitely here in Australia.
I love the fact that you're serving it up to Conor McGregor too, because he can run off at the mouth, the Irishman, and you're giving as good as you got. It's beautiful.
Yeah, well, that's it, mate. That's it. You never know where that can go. So, he was, stirring up my little mate, so I was like, had to step in, you know what I mean? So,
little Hezbollah, not Hezbollah.
Hezbollah, that's it, yeah.
He's a Russian viral sensation. He's tiny.
Yeah, well, that's what we actually, he was down there. So I actually went there and did a bit of content with him, and he shoved the burger in my face. So, and then I still had his back when Conor McGregor was having a go at him, you know?
Oh, good on you. And that, of course, was that for Uber Eats, of course?
No, that one wasn't, no.
Oh, another bloody cashy.
Yeah, I am working with Uber Eats. Everything, because I'm doing my cooking channels and all that, so I'm doing a lot of collabs and all that. Everything's just sort of working with my whole cooking chef bulk type of thing. So it's been incredible.
So you're an ambassador for Uber Eats Eat Local. Yeah. Tell us a bit about that.
That's the one. Yeah, it is, man. Like, again, like, obviously, it's something that is good. It works with what I'm all about, because everyone knows I love my food. Whether I'm cooking it or ordering it, watching some UFC fights while I'm sitting there with some takeaway or whatever, or if I cook my own burger, I don't know. But Uber Eats works well with us, so it's been good to partner up with them.
What you go do? A kebab?
Oh, no, I don't mind burgers. When it's not getting thrown in my face, I don't mind eating them.
Hey, how's your hand? You broke it last fight.
Yeah, I did. Yeah, it's good, mate. It's much better. It's been 8 weeks since the surgery, and I'm already back in training. So I'm, back to sparring and that. This was like the first week I've started doing that, and it's holding up well. So good. I'm hoping.
Are you going to have to lift up division, because there's no one left in your division? You've cleaned them all up. So are we going up, down? What are we doing?
Well, that's what we're looking at. We are. We're looking at that lightweight division. So there's plenty of big challenges up there, and I'm ready for them. So, yeah, that's something that we're looking at. Right now, while we're finding out who's next in the featherweight division, I want to move up and take that second belt.
What's the difference in the weight?
Well, I fight at 65.8 is what I weigh in at.
Yeah.
And for lightweight, it's 70.3, I think it is.
Right.
So, yeah.
Couple of burgers.
Yeah, exactly. I used to be 97 kg. That's what I mean. Like,
97?
I was a front rower, so when I used to play a bit of rugby league. So
5'6" and 97. Yeah. Why, you're rotund.
Yeah. Now you know why Uber Eats wanted to work with me.
And you, Volk, you're a proud Wollongong boy, or from down that way. Yeah. Do you base yourself out of there, or do you get back there much?
I'm still here. The first gym I ever stepped foot in was in Wingdang, there in Wollongong, the Illawarra region, and I've been there ever since. So I'm still there today.
And the fight scene down there, like the gym scene down there, or do you have to bring special people in? Is there enough there for a world champ?
Oh, I mean, like now, yeah, it's definitely grown. Again, the sport is grown, so every gym you get in around Australia is definitely growing. And, you know, we do, we're lucky enough to have a lot of UFC fighters and good athletes come and help us when we need. But, yeah, we've definitely got some good bodies to move around with, you know, day in, day out.
Bill, I'd be good at UFC. You, I can see myself. Volk probably hasn't seen the package I'm bringing to the table, but I'm telling you, Bill. You and I would. You'd last about 20 seconds.
Who are you talking to, Volk?
No, I'm talking to you, Bill. No, I'm not talking to the Volk.
you got no idea. He looks like a linguine arms. He's a skinny linguine arms. Hey, but you did love your rugby league, didn't you?
Yeah, actually. Yeah, get into it. I never made it to the top, but like, you know, I remember when I was playing local football, you know, we won the grand final, scored a try, I ended it on a good note. I was like, you know, I want to take this MMA thing serious and never look back, you know what I mean? And I'm glad I did.
Were they called the Gorillas, were they?
They're really Gorillas, that's the one.
Hey, Bill, the record, 12 wins by KO,
yes,
3 by submission and 10 by decision. 25-1 zip.
Wow.
This is the world champ we're speaking to. The best there is.
Yes, exactly. And we love having you on the Rush Hour, mate. All the best for the next fight. All the best for the new hand, or the, when it mends, of course.
Yeah, thank you, Bill. Yeah. And Uber Eats.
Uber Eats, of course.
I appreciate it. Thanks for having me, guys.
Good on you, mate.
Well, Alexander Volkanovski on the Rush Hour, who is an Eat Local ambassador for Uber Eats, joining Mick Fanning, Peking Duck and the Rubens. It's the Rush Hour, Triple M.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
So we say sorry.
Oh, no. You're already apologising.
We are this one.
Oh, no.
She's a tub without a mirror in your apartment. I still haven't got one, Jim.
Well, I'd get one.
Well, I don't know if I want to wake up and
I wouldn't get a full length, just one that you can fit your round head into.
Oh, imagine a full length coming at you.
I don't reckon.
But I had a shave again this morning. It's hard when you haven't got a mirror to shave, Jim.
Get yourself one, Bill.
Hey, Jim, I've got a question for you and the Rush Hour family.
Yes.
Who have you been named after? Unusual.
Oh.
133 because
just going early.
Well,
straight
if we take
question.
Our minds back to the Commonwealth Games, Jim, a couple of Indian cyclists who were very good in their own right, very good cyclists over there in India.
Yes.
Guess what their names were?
What?
Ronaldo and David Beckham.
Wow.
Ronaldo, David Beckham, they were Indians. They were named after those two superstars.
Yes.
So I like that. I kept that. I thought that'd be a good phoner one day. Parents were forced to change their name of their 6-year-old daughter. Guess what her name was?
What?
Alexa. And that's when Amazon's Alexa devices came out.
Right.
So at school, all these little kids are going, "What's the time, Alexa?"
Oh, right.
And
making fun of it,
bullying, a bit of bullying goes on, Jim. So they had to change her name because they didn't like Alexa. Well, they're already ringing old for Anthony Williams, the topic here, Jim.
Oh,
and you have
one. Because you asked the question first.
Well, that's very good. Get some going.
No, we had at Kyneton,
I think.
A lady come up and be a part of the quiz.
Yeah.
What was her name?
Janol.
That was half her dad and half her mum.
Half of Jenny and half of Noel.
Yeah.
Janol.
Probably all of Noel.
Yeah.
Janol. I don't think, maybe all of Noel. But her name was Janol. And then we found out someone else come up, and there was two Janols in Kyneton.
You can't believe that, can you?
Wits went with that. I'm not sure about that. But Janol, so.
I think she'd know. She lives there.
133353. Who have you been named after? Oh, sorry. 133353. Heads! Who have you been named after? Unusual.
All right. What are we giving away, please?
Rabbits, you're named after your dad, haven't you?
No, I've got a completely different name to my dad. I've got the same last name, funnily enough. $200 Neverland voucher we're giving away because their warehouse sale is back 9th to the 11th of September. Prices from just $15.30. Warwick Avenue, Preston. Do not miss out.
What avenue?
Warwick.
Ring now, 133353. Who have you been named after?
Yes.
Unusual.
Well, I was named after Dad.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
I was sweating like a...
Sweaty man.
Yeah, sweaty
you
man.
You were. I'll finish that for you, Bill.
Thank you, Jim.
We're asking, who have you been named after? Unusual, Bill.
Bill, before we get to that, yes, old please. Alcatraz, your man, has just broken back in the final set, so she's 3-all.
Oh,
and as he's broken back, he's then just walked across to the punters
and
just done a row of flesh.
Good on him.
I well see done. That happen very often, centre court style.
And it's 2 a.m. in the morning, Jim.
They're going nuts over there. All right, Bill.
I'll tell you who we should look out for, too, over there in the crowd, Jim. There's a girl we've got to watch.
Beer girl.
The beer chugger.
Oh, yeah.
Megan Lucky. Look out for
her. All right, now, Bill.
Yes?
Rob's in Yarrawonga. Well, hello, Rob.
We're asking who have you been named after, Jim? Sorry, after Ronaldo and David Beckham were riding for India at the Commonwealth Games.
Right.
Just set it up. You've got to do that again.
Do you?
Jim,
okay, yeah. Well, you do it.
Hello, Rob. Just did it. Yarrawonga.
JB, you'll love this one.
Yes?
I went to India to watch Tendulkar's last test match, so I came home and named my son Noah Sachin Clark.
Fair dinkum.
Yeah, good.
After the little master.
That's it.
Did he make any in that game?
40 or 50 odd against the West Indies, the worst bowling attack in the world.
He didn't miss out very often.
No,
especially over there.
And how small? He's only tiny, wasn't he?
Bat was like a foot wide.
Yeah.
Never looked like missing it.
No.
Stay on the line there,
like
Rob. Danyon.
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 How's it going, guys?
Where's that named after?
So I'm named after an Olympic swimmer from New Zealand. His name's Danyon Loader.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, so my mum was watching the 96 Olympics and really liked the name.
Yep.
And then I found out a few years later when I Googled him that we actually have the same middle name as well.
Oh.
And we're born on the exact same day.
No way. What's the middle name?
Yeah. Joseph.
Danyon Joseph. Righto.
New Zealand.
Yeah.
Righto. He was a bloody good swimmer, Danyon Loader.
Oh, was he?
Yeah.
He was.
I've never heard of Danyon.
Well, you would remember. I reckon the great Comet used to commentate.
I don't reckon New Zealand have had any good swimmers.
Well, you get to Tabitha in Cranbourne.
Tabitha.
Hello.
How are you? Who are you named after, Tabitha?
I'm named after the show Bewitched.
Of course.
Can you twinkle your nose?
No, I can't.
Try and do it now. No, give her a chance to do it, Jim.
Well, how's that going to make noise that we can hear?
If I said yes, would you believe me?
Yeah, of course. That's good. I love Bewitched. You used to watch Bewitched?
Bill,
yeah.
Danyon Loader, gold medalist in Atlanta in the 200-metre freestyle and the 400-metre freestyle.
Oh.
Gold medalist.
Fair dinkum.
Yep.
I take that back.
Yeah, no, he was a star. Let's get to Jamie in Traralgon. Hello, Jim.
Boys, how are you?
Good. Who are you named after?
Not me, but I named my daughter Lara Courtney after Brian Lara and Courtney Walsh.
Oh.
Big fan of the winner of the 80s.
That's funny.
Oh, that is good, isn't it?
Well, you know that Brian Lara's daughter's named Sydney.
Yes. Mm. After?
Of the big double century he made at the SCG. And Clive Lloyd used to get up on stage and say, good thing he didn't make that double century in law.
Yes.
Jim, that's amazing. So you love your cricket, obviously.
Yeah, I do. I actually had the honour of telling him about it too in a charity match at Wollongong that you actually played in.
I remember that actually.
Mm.
I went to the after party and got to talk to him and told him about it. So,
Jamie, the sentence Wollongong and me playing is a very loose sentence. I reckon I was out in the field for about 20 minutes.
You couldn't remember. You don't remember anything of the game.
You didn't do much.
Less than that.
He did that when he played.
Absolutely nothing.
When he played
for Trapper's in Hobart. Trap.
Yes. How you going, Jim and Bill?
G'day, Trapper.
What do you got for us?
Well, my name is Trapper, so I'm named after the doctor off MASH, Trapper John MD.
Wow.
But is that your real name?
Yes.
Not a nickname?
No.
Never heard anyone called Trapper before.
Well, you have now.
Have now, yeah. From MASH. Stay on the line, Macca in Sunbury. Hello, Macca.
Hey, Jim, hey, Reverse Turtle. How are you guys?
Reverse what?
Reverse Turtle. That's what you are, Bill. You've got an innie. Yes, Mac. What have you got for us?
Yeah, he's got the shell on the front. But anyway, I'm named after the best plastic burger maker in the world. My old man's name is called Ronald McDonald, and I'm Darren Ronald McDonald.
Wow.
Darren.
Ronald McDonald.
How Darren McDonald. And that's Donald.
Donald. Yeah, exactly.
M-A-C, but, mate, I've got red hair, freckles, white legs. Reckon, what are you topping it with?
big red boots. Macca.
Love that.
You're always going to get Macca.
Stay there, Macca. Johnny's in Langwarrin.
He is. Hello, John.
Greetings, gentlemen. How are you?
Good, thanks. Who were you named after?
Well, it's not actually me. It's our daughter's boyfriend. His parents named him Halen after the band Van Halen.
Oh, yeah, good.
It was Halen. Quite a funny way of introducing himself. And I said, didn't your parents like you? They named you Halen after Van Halen.
Wow. All right, cool. How'd that go down? Johnny?
Oh, he laughed. Yeah. It was a good joke. Yep. But he'd realised at the time when he told us.
Yeah, that's good.
Righto, might as well jump, Bill.
Might as well jump.
All right, who do you like?
I liked Lara Courtney.
Yes, yeah, I like her.
Which is named after Brian and
Courtney Walsh.
Walsh. Yes. Jamie, that was, I think, was it? Jamo?
Yes, from Traralgon.
Well done, Jamo.
$200 Neverland store voucher headed your way, mate.
Beautiful. Thank you very much.
And you,
like that?
You better give one to Danlin. Danion.
Oh, Danion Loader.
Yeah, because you
from
like Nicolami. That.
Yeah, well, I did like that.
Yeah.
So, Danion. Is he still there?
Yeah, he is.
Yep. Righto, what have we got for him?
Well, he's got two tickets to head along to the Bledisloe Low Cup because it's back in Melbourne for the first time since 2010. Next Thursday at Marvel Stadium. Tickets from Ticketmaster. Don't miss out. And because you're a Kiwi, we've got to give you two Wallaby yellow Rush Hour hats to wear.
Thanks, heaps, guys.
Did you know that Danion Loader won two gold medals at the Atlanta Olympics?
I only knew of the one, but yeah, I didn't know two.
200 and 400 metre freestyle.
Bloody good effort.
I reckon the great Comet was doing the swimming commentary when he used to love wrapping his magnificent tonsils around Danion Loader.
So 200 and 400,
400
free.
Free.
That's
yep.
a bloody good effort.
Effort is. Well done. Well, not bad. Topics.
Again, Topics has done well.
Not bad is what I said.
I heard you say well done, Fat. You did well.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
I can't do this for much longer. I honestly can't. Yeah. Now, we were just talking about who you've been named after, unusual.
Yes, Jim.
My bad. I didn't realise there was a call latched onto the end, so we ended that segment a little early. So better grab Nigel from Narre Warren. Nigel.
Yeah, g'day, gents. How are we?
Who have you been named after, Nigel? Unusual?
Well, if I was named after Bill, I'd be called Fat Idiot because it's Todd from Bowen.
Oh, yes. This dickhead. What are you doing? Don't ring again.
No, mate, Bill, how are you, mate? I've heard you're a Gazman spokesperson these days after you ran that dusty pink triple XL a few months ago.
25%.
You got 30% off store wide. Is that what I hear?
25% store wide, if you remember.
Good. Yeah, that's good. And nice. To head out to the Big Smoke, Bill. Good for you to see the city lights of San Remo and Colac. And shout out to our van RV as well. I heard they spent a week reinforcing the van to make it suitable to carry you across Victoria. That's to upgrade the suspension and reinforce the springs. I assume they got tips from the travelling circus just to make sure you get to Mansfield in one piece. So well done to them. And Jim, while I've got you, mate, if you ever help out a struggling town like Geelong, I've got a comprehensive list. This is every single pub in town that you two would be worth paying a visit, all right?
Yes.
So you've got the Petrol, the Valley Inn, the Gateway, the Gold Diggers, the Sphinx, and that's it. See you, guys.
Oh! What about the Cremorne?
He's gone.
I want to talk to him. I want to see if he's from
you.
Barwon Eds.
He's hung up on you.
Mate, I don't like him, but I just want to know if he's from...
The dusty pink triple XL game.
That was one of my faves. I've got to put it on.
I like it. I like it. Always welcome him.
No, he's not. Never ring again.
He is a favourite of our family.
Never call again.
I bet he will.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
We are first with the news, and it's always correct.
Yep.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
James Brayshaw, Billy Brownless, this is Triple M's Rush Hour, all thanks to Chemist Warehouse, whose half-price sale is on now. Get big brand vitamins and cosmetics bill for half-price. Terms and conditions apply. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
Spot on.
Carlos Alcaraz, by the way,
through to
the semi-final.
Yeah, he is. I'll tell you.
Sinner from Italy.
Well, he takes on Francis Tiafoe now, who defeated Nadal the other night, Jim. That's in one semi. And then Karen Khachanov takes on Casper Rudd in the other semi.
Rude.
So there we go.
Casper Rudd.
Rude.
Well, I like Kevin Rudd.
You prefer
Rudd. Yes, but spelled different.
Chemist Warehouse, Jim.
So, brilliant. Now, speaking of products, this interests me.
What?
Well, I got sent, we all did, a pack from King's Domain Melbourne, which it's not a company I'm aware of, and I'd ask Whit.
Hairdresser, Jim.
Well, she said hairdresser. Mm. Joey Scandizzo.
Oh, superstar.
Yeah, well then
to all the stars.
Well, then I put two and two together and realised that Joey, the superstar, has got his own joint called King's Domain.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway,
what?
We got the pack sent to us.
Yes.
A beautiful 3-in-1 shampoo, conditioner and body wash.
Ooh. Nice.
A texture paste and a foaming cream.
Hmm.
actually, I'll say that again, a forming cream.
Mm-hmm. A forming cream?
And I said, that's going to be interesting for you, Fat.
Mm. Why?
You haven't got any hair.
Well, I have a little bit.
No, you
have. I have.
So you wouldn't use shampoo. You'd have no use for a texture paste and no use for a forming cream.
No. But I do. Well, that bottle will last me 2 years. 2 years.
What, struggles with bottle and battle, I think.
That bottle will last me 2 years.
2 years.
Bottle it out. Just a little bit here. Just put it on the
But why
fluffy.
Would you put it on there? There's no hair on there.
Well, it might
skin.
Grow.
That's just a flat bit of
you
skin.
You need moisturiser.
I can feel it. I can feel little tufts.
No, I don't reckon.
Better than Damo's.
I don't that reckon is it not, is.
I think
he's
I'd
got
rather.
Some on the top.
No, he's got the Jason Dunstall, the island.
A bad lie.
Yeah, bad lie.
Fat, you've got
you
a
got
bait,
the desert.
You're a bunker.
You've
got
rather,
to open up the 60 degrees and get the bounce on
I'd
that
rather
bloody
chip
thing.
Out of the bunker than the bad lie. Don't worry about that. I would.
So anyway,
what?
Joey Scandizzo,
yeah.
thank you for sending that in.
Joey,
we'll send bills back.
No.
No, we'll give it to Ethan.
Yes.
I'll knock him with him. He destroyed. I had that beautiful stat about Freo coming back, the greatest world record comeback ever in a finals. Yep. 41 points they were down.
Mm. And?
He goes, no, Essendon won. Come back after 42 points. So very pedantic, our man.
Well, no, it's just accurate.
Not really.
No, it is.
No.
He's just being accurate, Bill.
Unlike Ethan.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Why weren't you there?
Unlike you.
Why didn't you get invited?
I don't go to other people's reunions. Triple M. Jack Crisp from the Maggies.
Mm-hmm.
About 20 minutes away, 25 minutes away, Crisp. And looking forward to catching up with him. He's a good boy.
Yes.
All right. And Hose Mary with some feedback shortly.
Good. An update, please. At Cairns, the second one day up there. Australia in trouble.
In trouble. 8 for 117.
Eight?
After New Zealand won the toss and elected to bowl. Steve Smith, thank goodness for him, 61 from 94 rocks.
Is he not out?
Not out. Mitch Stark has just joined him at the crease. 8 for 117.
That's not good, Jim.
Aaron Finch out, second ball duck.
Yes, he was. Callum Toomey, who's very good. He works for AFL.com.au, has just let this go on his Twitter.
Mm.
Jacob Hopper has today jetted off overseas for a holiday.
Yes.
His preference is to ideally get to Richmond over Geelong if a trade can be struck, knowing the Giants hold the cards as he is contracted. It's a 7-year offer at the Tigers.
It's ridiculous.
So 7 years for him, 7 years for Taranto, both at the Tigers.
How? Two lots of 7-year deals.
That's what 17 other AFL clubs are asking, Jim. How can you do that?
Both of them, 7 years on big dough.
Both on big dough, 7 years. Oh, that is big, isn't it?
Bill.
And their picks.
Where have they come from, these massive long deals?
I don't. Well
Buddy and Alistair Lynch were it.
That was huge back then, and they were it. Callum Mills just got one on the weekend, didn't he, at Sydney? 7 years?
Yep. They're everywhere.
I know.
I don't know why we're suddenly going down that path.
Okay. The NBL.
It makes our midfield very good if they get both of those.
Well, it does.
Well, Cotchin on the way out. He signed one more year deal, so yeah, you're right. Mm-hmm. What's going to happen with Dusty?
Well, hopefully he plays another 2 years.
Yeah, well, he's contracted, and we'd love to see that.
Of course.
The Melbourne United, our team, Jim.
Yes.
Chris Golding has just been reappointed as captain there.
Goldman.
Exactly. Well done. It's an honour, he said, but what a good leader he has been for a long time there. And look forward to seeing our man at Melbourne United this year, Rajon Tucker.
Your man.
Boy, he's good. Good boy. Come down and helped us out. So, Rajon.
The zipper Bill again.
Just giving it a zipper in.
Yes.
Well, why don't you get that zipper right into the microphone?
No,
go
I don't
on,
want
no,
to.
Go.
And I want to tell you about this, right? There's a jockey called Robbie Doolin, okay? Mm-hmm. Jockey goes okay, Jim. Guess what? He was also on The Voice.
Oh.
So a very good singer. He's going to sing at the Cox Plate this year, sing the national anthem.
While riding?
No, probably
like,
not.
Will he be on the? Have no. any rides on the card?
I don't think
right,
so.
Okay.
I think he rides more country in that.
Okay.
But normally, Darryl Braithwaite has sold. I reckon he sang this song at the Cox Plate Day for the last 14 years.
Mm-hmm.
He can't do it this year, so Robbie's going to step in.
Sing the horses.
Multi-talented.
That's the way it's going to be, little darling.
So,
riding on the horse.
Yeah. So Robbie will sing it on Cox Plate Day.
Hopefully you do a better job of it than you just did.
Good day, Cox Plate Day, Jim. Mm. A lot of blokes get there.
Do they? A lot of blokes get there.
They do. It's a blokes
right.
day.
Yeah, okay.
It's a good day out there at the Moonee Valley.
Mm.
At the Valley.
Speaking of the races, obviously we know about the Fiji trip. With the golf trip, we should say.
Golf trip, yes.
And I think the Caulfield Cup is on.
Mm-hmm.
Bill asked Joey, if they need to find a tab to watch it in Fiji.
Yeah.
A tab.
A pub with a tab in Fiji.
There'll be some sort of setup. There will?
I don't think.
They have them in Bali.
Yeah, it's called a phone.
Bloke
that's
sits
the
there.
The way you're going to be able to do it.
Just writes down a number and gives
really?
It to you.
That's all it is?
SB.
Yeah. And whispers it.
So we'll find one in Fiji.
Yeah, no, that'll go
me
well.
And Joey on our golf trip.
Yep.
Must remember.
Phone account, Bill. That's
gotta
what
take
it's
me. Tala Maid. So, yeah. Remind me.
Right, okay.
Tala
Maid. Oh, anyway, if you're going to have a bet, bet responsibly.
Yeah. Oh, thank you, Bill.
Rosie Walton in next.
Triple M Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Why have I got a real bad feeling about this?
On Triple M's Rush Hour.
Bit of feedback from Hose Mary.
Yeah.
It's social media feedback.
Be more constructive with your feedback, please.
With
Aussie Supermole
Rosie Walton.
Welcome in,
Rose. Hello.
How are you?
I was checking out our Facebook inbox today.
And?
We got some feedback from Paul Lacey. And in his photo on his Facebook page, he's wearing a very nice blue singlet. Oh. I love a blue singlet. Trucky singlet.
Yeah.
But he's given us a grammar update.
Oh,
a bit of feedback about your grammar, please.
Mm-hmm.
JB from yesterday's show, farthest and furthest both refer to distance, but the difference lies in the usage. Farthest refers to the physical distance and furthest refers to a greater or higher degree. Mm. Many users use the two words in the same context and meaning. This creates quite a confusing situation.
It does. Mm.
Thank you, Paul Lacey.
Well, that's what I said, Paul.
Well,
in the instance of kicking a football,
the farthest.
You're talking about actual distance, that is farthest.
Right.
That's what I said. Now, Bill.
But don't you want to kick it further?
Speaking of Bosch's longest kick.
Yeah.
We have some. I thought there was a sting you needed there.
Well, there is.
Can you kick a footy further than Billy?
Your technique when kicking a talk.
Just hold it like that and kick.
If you can, you could win $5,000. Thanks to Bosch Tools, how do you measure up against Billy?
Kick the thing!
Five contestants, three kicks each. It's all happening on Monday. Still got time to enter, though. TripleM.com.au.
Like Ty, who comes in and says, I don't think I know I can. Luke?
I've got a
left leg like a bazooka.
I think Luke is Ty's brother as well. Could be interesting.
Cool. Ralphie, I'm fatter than Bill.
Yes.
And Daniel says it's all in the timing. I have a long leg.
He's got a longer leg than the other leg.
Yes.
Which so a lot of nice people ones. Have.
All right, we can't wait. That's happening Monday, by the way.
TripleM.com.au. Tell us why you think you can kick further than Bill.
$5,000 from Bosch.
$5,000 plus a Bosch measuring tools pack, and it's all thanks to Bosch measuring tools.
We'll have to announce them tomorrow, I dare say. If we're going Monday.
Yes. Okay. There's some feedback on your joke from Monday live at the Austral. You can see the videos on all our socials at Triple M Rush Hour. Johnny Pecciari wrote, Colac? They still use candles there. Bit unkind.
That's unkind.
Bit unkind. Tuesday we asked the question, what have you seen in a pub unusual? This is some feedback referring to Vance, who rang up and said he saw a whale's penis in New Zealand.
Yes. Hello, Vance.
Vancey.
There's a bar in New Zealand, North Island, Hikarangi, and behind the bar is a massive old whale's penis.
Mm.
Oh, no.
How big is it?
Oh, it's like the length of the bar. It's pretty big.
Oh, it is not.
They call him a Jim.
Well, Nikki Stewart has sent us photos of said Jim.
Oh, there we are.
Give me a look.
That's actually
it. Put it on our Instagram as well so you can see.
Because that's a...
One of them.
He's still got it up, but he's not. I can't.
Bill got fixated, didn't he, with the whale's penis? He couldn't think about anything else.
You can buy it for $6,000. Oh, it's a stuffed whale's penis. Give me, where is
Put
it?
Put that in your new.
Well, if you win the Bosch Tools kick, that's almost there.
See what they called it? Moby's dick.
Oh,
anyway, and B Hop has sent us a message as well. You know, Walpole in WA.
Yes.
Did I pronounce it correctly?
Yes, Walpole.
Fair enough. Yep. There is a pub in Walpole, and it has a 2 to 3 metre long whale schlong.
Wow.
In Walpole.
So we've got one in Australia as well as New Zealand. I like
of course, we've got to be the same.
Yes.
And we've got one in the Cremorne.
Clarkie.
Okay.
Keep going.
Moving on. You had a shocking day yesterday.
Yes, you did, Jim.
Horrific.
You've got to improve.
You were horrible.
No, about your actual day, not on the show.
Yeah.
It was your day, a day in the life of Bill Brownless. Mm.
Yeah.
You
what
can hear the full thing on
Yes.
parking ticket.
Yeah, I forgot
lost
something.
Lost your pass, lost your keys.
Lost everything.
Yep.
Podcast on the Listen app, L-I-S-T-N-R. You can see the video as well on our Facebook or Instagram. And some comments. Ray XL. When you're hot, Bill, you're hot.
Yes. Yep.
John Fogarty, don't know if he's from Creedence or whether he's just called after him, said, the story of Bill's day is better than any joke he has told so far this month.
No question of that.
So true. Mm. I got in last
20 month, bucks, like. Someone who sent memorabilia in.
Yeah.
Also put 20 bucks in, which you kept.
Mm. Bloody oath, Jim. So if anyone can send in some memorabilia, I'll sign it.
20 bucks.
It's got to have cash.
No, they cannot.
Yes, it's got to come with cash.
Is it illegal to send cash in the mail?
I think it is.
No, it's not illegal.
No, Grandma would do it for years. Right. It's fine.
That's I think it might be illegal. Certainly illegal to keep it.
That's why I couldn't send it back.
You get $5 from Grandma.
And a scratchy.
The stingy one, but the good one send you 20. Keep going.
Your joke from yesterday.
Yeah. Which one? What did I tell yesterday? I forget.
Something to do with the crash and looking up something on a computer.
That's right, yeah.
It caused you to pull your pants down. That's how bad it was. You had to divert.
Yeah, I know. That's just what happens.
If you want to see the video online at
Guts first and then ass crack.
Actually, the guts wasn't good.
But you were bending down getting lollies at that time.
I know.
What did you actually see?
No, it was like a bloody coin slot. Well, not a coin slot. You could have slid a pizza in there.
A bike rack.
Someone parked their bike. I've been over for 1 minute. There's a bike parked there.
Nikki Graham wrote, marry me. Now, there was three of you in the room at the time. I'm not sure who she's referring to.
Wouldn't be Bill.
What's her first name?
Nikki.
Oh, no.
Bill.
Not again. Maddie wrote, be honest, the button for Woolly Bully is broken, isn't it? There's no other reason why it's not being played.
There was a lot of positive feedback about that joke.
Play it right now just to see if it works.
Yes.
I don't know if it does it. No, it says it's not working.
So this is the problem, host.
Woolly Bully broken.
No.
Okay.
That's there.
Greg Dickens wrote, thank the camera didn't see Bill's ass. The guts was bad enough.
It was bad enough.
Did someone walk past, actually?
Yeah, somebody very high up. It was the CFO.
Yep.
Not good.
No.
Sam Holders wrote, this is peak bins. The celebration is as good as the choke. And Hainsey wrote, call the police. Bill's carrying 15 kilos of crack in his pants.
Here we are.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
What could possibly go wrong?
Well, stand by.
JB and Bill, this is Triple M's Rush Hour ahead of the massive final against Fremantle on Saturday night. Jack Crisp from the Collingwood Football Club joins us.
This is the Rush Hour Sharpest for Maz Group, delivering quality, trust and innovation in construction and proudly trained by Trade Institute Victoria. TIV.vic.edu.au.
Flicks it out the back to Crisp. Crisp dances, left foot, hooks it back.
This is a Copeland Trophy winner, by the way.
I know.
The star of the competition.
I know.
Our man, Jack Crisp, in person, which I love.
Yeah.
Haven't seen you for a while. Crispy, how's it going?
It's been a very long time. It's good to be in the studio.
Bloody oath it is.
Mind you, the new one. I didn't get the memo you had moved.
And you went to the old one.
I rocked up at the old one and no one was there.
Yeah, that's
could have walked in. They would have put you on air over there. How are you going, Crisper?
I'm going very well. Thanks, Bill.
Yeah.
Going well.
God, I tell you what, it was a magnificent game last week. I was up, I was down, watching here, watching there. But at the end of it, you'd sit back and say, we had a crack. We did everything to win.
Yeah, no, 100%. That's been the feel all week. Obviously, two great teams going at it. We feel like we still played really well. Mm-hmm. Could have gone all the way at the end of the game, but unfortunately, it wasn't our turn. So, we're ready to reload and go again this Saturday.
Sometimes you get games like that in September where you literally, if you stopped it a minute earlier or a minute later, the result would be completely different. It just felt like that at the ground. It was who had the lead when the final siren was due to sound was you couldn't pick a winner.
No,
I don't care who you think you are and what you think you know about footy. Start of that last quarter, no one knew what was going to happen at the end of that game.
Yeah, it's very exciting. And we've been lucky enough to play in probably a lot of those games this year. It's obviously a bit different being on the other side of the final siren. It hurt a bit, but we're lucky enough we got the double chance. So, can't wait for Saturday night.
Bloody oath.
What about your coach saying you look like losers? I couldn't work it out for a while, but I know what he understands now. But did he talk to you about that after the game?
Yeah, he mentioned it straight up in our post-match meeting. Spoke and obviously repeated it to the media and all that stuff. But that's just what we've been building all year. We've even got a sign that we have out in front of our team meetings every week. It's been out there for all pre-season. We just want to create winning habits, winning attitude. We believe it's going to help make us better every day.
He's different.
Well, it's only because boys are disappointed.
It's
such a tight game and... I know, but it's a natural thing for
you. And you're stuffed. You lie on the ground. But he's a different cat, isn't he? He's his own.
Yeah, no, McRae. No. He's very good the way he goes about it. Obviously, we've had Bucks who was a little bit the same, but the next level is Fly coming through and just some of the way he's approached the club in terms of his positivity and creativity and how he wants to coach. It's been really great to see and be a part of. He's obviously brought everyone along really well. The whole entire footy club's been able to buy in and create a one club mentality. So I love it, awesome.
Mate. And it's great to watch. That's the thing. Collingwood have become a must watch. Bloody if they're on the telly, you're just watching. It's exciting the way you play footy. Explain this to me because we're a bit old school, Fat and I. So when you see your team lose and then a minute later your players are chatting and laughing with the opposition. Yeah. You look at it and go, get off the ground, and you can ring them during the week. But modern young blokes, you know, they've all played Vic Metro together or whatever, and it's a different thing today.
Yeah, it is. I think you see a lot of people with like a bit of white line fever when they play the game. They can be a completely different person, but there's obviously that respect you still have for one another. Everyone's competing the same. But once the siren goes, you can obviously be disappointed if you lost or happy if you won, but you're still a nice person. You want to be a genuine person. You don't want to be rubbing off the wrong way or anything. I'm sure that won't sit very well with many people, not myself anyway. But I'll go about my business. I'll play footy hard and then, I'll have a chat at the end of the game if I know the person.
I was going to say, you're like that because you've got a bit of that because you're the loveliest bloke now.
Yeah.
And we spend a bit of time together. On the ground, but it's like Joel Selwood's the same. Taylor Adams, another one. Couldn't find a nicer bloke off the field, but on the field, he's
the Bruzzy Maynard.
Yeah.
The Bruzz.
Yeah, there's another one.
He's a complete lunatic.
Hey, just on Tay-Tay Adams, he was looking for that young girl that helped him across the road with when he had the groin injury, and she helped, which was a great story. He did find her, didn't he?
Yes, they came through this morning. I saw right before he ran out, he brought the family through, gave a bit of a tour of the footy club, and then they were out watching training, and I think he got a few signed footy jumpers for them, and all the boys signed that, come off the track, so they got to experience that, which is really great.
I reckon there are times in football clubs where someone's unbelievably good, but people don't quite understand how good.
Right.
And Darcy Moore is that for me. He's close to the best defender in the comp, Darcy Moore, when his body allows him to be. I'm not sure people understand just how important he is to what you do.
No, he is. He's obviously a very important player. He's obviously probably our tallest defender, but the way he plays, he's so versatile. He's quick, got great closing speed. He's got long limbs as well, so he always managed to find a way to get a fist in there and help come across and spoil and help the other defenders out. Mm. But then also, his ability to take the game on a bit with his leg speed and, penetrating kick. He's got different avenues to really help us attack and defend.
Love him.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, what about Freo? The greatest comeback in AFL finals history.
Was it last week?
Yeah, last week. So they'll come over. They'll be confident. Nothing to lose, really. Mm. Everyone's going to pick Collingwood. And I think about 89,000 of the fans out of the 90,000 will be Collingwood. So they just got to come in and have a crack. So you've got to be aware of the docker.
Yeah, no, of course. It's finals footy is just so contested. You don't know what's going to happen. Like, obviously, we've done our study on the opposition today and we'll focus on ourselves as well. But, when the ball comes up, it's just going to be hotly contested. Yeah. And you don't know. It could go either way. But, we'll be doing what we can to make sure we play our brand of footy for the most consistent part of the game.
Well coached and they're well drilled, aren't they? And your boy, your nephew's going well and Sarong and all that. So, Amos?
Dennis.
Yeah, we watched him on the weekend, did you?
Was that the second game?
Yeah,
second
game. Kicked a couple of important goals.
He did. Yeah, late in the game. I got home to watch the second half. Our game finished when they were starting still. Didn't have time to get home, but it was a good game to watch.
It was.
It's going to be exciting. They've got a lot of young talent coming through, they're going to match up really well against us, and it's all going to start in the midfield.
Different look forward to defend, I reckon. Like, you look at most teams' forward half, and they're pretty predictable as to how they're going to enter, and you can defend it a certain way. But Freo, they can come in from all directions.
Well, the thing is, a lot of teams obviously got their one or two key forwards that would probably demand a lot of the ball. But, Fremantle, they've got a lot of small forwards, high-pressure small forwards that can create a lot of opportunity. Saw that last week with Walters, a lot of tackles, turnover goals. So it's going to be present a great challenge for us.
Roy Fredericks, the left-handed opening batsman from the West Indies.
He goes all right.
Bloody hope he does. Yeah. We need a little break here with CRISPR because a very important message next.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
When you get a bit older, you get a bit sloppier. Some of us do.
Oh, it's about to say.
Yeah.
Speak for yourself.
Jack Crisp from the Collingwood Football Club joins us, who is an ambassador this year for Fight Cancer Foundation's Footy Colours Day.
Now, I want Bill to explain what this is.
Well, it happens during the month of September, and it's the Footy Colours Day, so kids could go to school in their favourite jumpers, Geelong or Collingwood or whatever it may be, but also rugby league, rugby union. But it's just not at school anymore, Jim. It used to be, I reckon, but we've expanded it the last few years. Yes. So you can have a day at work where people just wear their coloured, their footy jumpers, or it can be at home or it can be at school. That's about right, isn't it?
Yeah, sounds about right. Yeah, all raising funds for obviously kids with cancer who have had their world turned upside down. So obviously their education is put on hold for a little bit. So yeah, it helps them through their tough treatment times, but it also allows for the families to come and stay with them and I think pay for their accommodation as well.
And get them back to what they do best. Being a kid.
Hmm.
There you go. That's what it's all about.
I like it.
So, we went to a building site last week, me and Crispy, and it was in...
He just spat as he said.
I did. Trying to say crisp.
Yeah.
And it was in Bulleen, and there was a very good, what was the company called?
Simmel.
Well done, Simmel. But they raised, they're a big building site, $75,000, Jim, just over the year, helping out and just throwing money in and having days like Footy Colours Day. So companies like that are doing that. That is fantastic.
Well, Crispy, on his way in, just contacted us and said, I want to hear a couple of things.
Yes.
First of all, how you say the Collingwood players.
What is going on with Collingwood, your mob, by the way? With silly surnames. McCreary. Yeah. Givenan. Crisp.
Ginnivan.
Quisp is hard to say.
Quisp.
Hoskin Elliott.
He's calling me
Quisp.
Quisp. It's hard to say.
Oh, Quisp. My God.
How many people get your name mixed?
Anyone ever called you Quisp?
No, not Quisp. but one of our old coaches a few years ago, Bradley Gotch, he called me Cripsy. Right, so I've been called Crip. Now I get called Cripper at the club, so I'm not even called Crispy or anything.
I love it.
You've got to say it slow.
The other one you liked was the two French pilots punching on in the cockpit. And, well, let's have a listen.
Sacre bleu! Oui, oui! Merde! Bâtard! Oh, ça merde!
Crispy.
Look, he's still laughing, Jim. He's still
laughing. That's not craft.
That's craft.
Oh, it was gold.
You were driving along, nearly crashed your car, you said.
No, I didn't say that. I said I had a good laugh to myself in the car.
Oh, right.
Yeah, geez, that was funny, though.
Oh, that was well done. I'd like to take the credit, but it was Onion and Maddie.
You had nothing to do with
it. No, well, actually, it was actually good, so I had a lot to do that with Crispy. Yeah, I had a lot to do with it.
Some laughing.
Now, Jordan DeGoey, is he all right with that shoulder? Because he was back in town last week.
Yeah, he played really well. But yeah, he got through training this week all fine. So he's ready to go.
Righto. And Ash Johnson, where have you plucked him from?
I think we picked him up when he was playing in SA, but he's been playing all over the joint. I think at one stage he was playing in Wangaratta a few years back and then obviously in the in Western Australia. But yeah, he's done really well. He got to a certain level of fitness this year, which is great, playing some good VFL footy. Had a bad hammy injury, but worked really hard on his fitness, came back like really fit, really strong, and now he's reaping all the rewards for his efforts.
Falls Creek, I think he comes from, which is Sam Petreski Seton country, and that is miles up the top of WA, in the middle of nowhere.
Wow.
Yeah. And then he came down, I think he played a little bit of junior footy at Claremont, I reckon, in the Waffle, and then he's drifted around and found a home, and geez, he looks good, jumps beautifully at the ball.
Yeah, timing's everything, and he's marking. He just times it very well, and then he just casually kicks him from the bench.
Well, that one went two ways.
It did.
Didn't it? It went away and then came back.
Yeah. Which never seen just can't like go it. Through from there.
Well, you wouldn't
going
think.
Two ways.
Not that
but it
way.
Did.
Yeah. It did.
Yeah,
it wasn't like Jeremy Cameron's, because that was a dart.
Yeah.
Were you on the mark?
No, I was on the bench.
Oh, okay. But that was a dart, whereas it went both ways. Do you know how many games you've played, Crispy?
How many I've played?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been keeping an eye. I was hoping to win on the weekend to see the chances of getting through for my 200th.
On grand final day.
Yes, it would have been there. So yeah, we'll take
199 this week, Jim. 199. So you've played 198.
Yes, yes.
Someone else played 198.
Yeah.
In the room.
But Crispy's got a lot more to go. he isn't going to see his coach and being told finish up.
Yeah,
Crispy
I know.
Just won the best and fairest.
Oh, bloody Gary, he's getting stuffed. But also he's played 186 in a row.
Yeah.
How do you do that?
Well, firstly, I always like to give mum and dad a bit of credit for some good genes.
Yeah, that helps. Yeah,
but then obviously do a fair bit of work at the club with Simon Anning, probably my head physio, and then, Nick Brasher, got an osteo, and then obviously a lot of massage as well.
Do you do the cold shower? bath?
Ice baths? Yeah, no, I don't do those at the club. Bath. But on my days off, like yesterday, I go do cryotherapy and have a bit of a sauna and just relax
cryotherapy.
A bit.
Cryotherapy?
Yeah. Yeah, it's just really, really cold.
Cryotherapy.
It's not, not crying.
It's in
Geelong.
Not down near Geelong Grammar.
Yeah, exactly. It's cryo.
Not that, Bill.
So it's just, going minus 140 degrees, just freezing cold for three minutes. Yeah. We just got one put in at the footy club, actually.
Sit in it for 3 minutes.
This one that I go to around the corner from home, I stand in it. It's like a little cylinder. Stand in it with just my head poking out.
Yeah.
I got the gloves on, socks and slippers, and then, 3 minutes. Minus 140.
How does it go for the old pill bag? And
the old.
How's that go, CRISPR?
Can you find that?
It's after the sauna.
Comes back
out again.
Off the dead out.
Bloody hell. Simon Anning was at North when I was there. He is a magnificent bloke.
I remember you talking about him.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. A very, very good physio.
Yeah,
hands-on manip physio. He's a ripper.
Yeah.
Now, CRISPR, you've got two options here. I'm strongly advising you on one of them, but I'm going to give you both. You can either stick around for the joke.
Yes. How good would that be, Jack?
Or you can take off. Which one do you want to do?
I get stuffed, Bill. I'm out of your mind.
Crispy! Come on, Crispy. We're mates.
What I will say is good luck.
Yes, exactly.
Because we all want to see this Collingwood train keep rolling.
Juggernaut.
Bill, don't we?
Juggernaut. Mm.
Do you know what that is? A juggernaut?
Yeah.
That's, I don't know, someone that's strong. Keep going.
Well, not really. But anyway.
footycolorsday.com.au, by the way, to register and donate. Jack Crisp from the Collingwood Football
Star,
Club.
Star, love him.
Do you want to watch Billy's joke?
Look at him. He's now in the fetal position because he knows how appalling that is.
Just follow Triple M Rush Hour on Instagram and you can see Billy's joke every day.
And a sponsor for the joke.
Oh, yes. Who have we got today?
Johnny out at the wheel shop, Dermot. They've got the big sale coming up, I think, on the 18th.
Okay.
So get out there and get the best deal on tyres in Melbourne. Johnny's a superstar. Wheel shop, Dermot. Here we go, Bill, with a real crisp one.
Yep.
End the day with a laugh.
I have a joke.
This is Billy's joke.
Or two for Johnny.
Oh, you're giving Johnny a bit more.
Yeah, or I'm not sure.
Right.
But a quick one. Yes. What's Indiana Jones's least favourite band?
What?
The Rolling Stones.
Oh, my God. Right, so you'll have a second one. Yep. I know, because
his favourite movie
rolled behind him,
was Snakes on the Plane.
Yeah,
but anyway, that's not bad.
Yep.
So Bill, that's just a nice little...
Yep. We'll get that going.
If Crispy was still here, he would have been laughing.
Crispy's run.
I know.
He is run out of the building.
He would be still laughing.
He thinks that's rubbish. So a proper joke. Here we
Jim,
go.
If I had $5 for every math test I failed, then guess what?
What?
I'd have... $37.
Crispy! I'm coming with you! Crispy!
Oh, I failed my math test, Jim. Go and find Crispy. I don't know if he got it, Rabs. He doesn't get my joke.
No, he doesn't.
Jimmy! he's going to be cranky now. He's already stormed out. He's gone. He can get stuck. Actually, I might just the old Rabsy and Bill show.
That'd be a ratings hit.
Oh, wouldn't it go well? Actually, where's Jim? We need
him.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy. The Chemist Warehouse half price sale. On now. Get big brand vitamins and cosmetics for half price. T's and C's apply. Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.